Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to our audio conference at Eletrobras. We're going to present the results of the first quarter of 2019. We inform you that every participant will only be listening to the audio conference during the presentation. Later, we'll have a Q&A session, and we'll give you more instructions. We remind you that this presentation is available as a PowerPoint presentation in our investor relations website. If you need any help during the audio conference, please ask for help by pressing star two. Before we continue, we would like to clarify that anything that is said during the audio conference, considering the perspectives for the business, for the company, for any financial structures, are just a premise of Eletrobras, and also any information that is available about the company. Any future considerations are not a guarantee of any kind of performance because there is risk of uncertainty, and they depend on circumstances that are external to us. Investors must see that some economic factors and operational factors may have an impact on the results that we're presenting and the future perspectives. Now, I would like to turn it over to the President, Wilson Ferreira Jr., Financial Director and CEO. Wilson, good afternoon. You have the floor.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here today.
Considered according to the independence criteria that we have. We also have Carvalho as controller, Ricardo Brandão Silva, elected by the controllers, Marcelo de Siqueira Freitas, same situation. He was working with some other private companies, and also elected by our employees. We have Mr. Monteiro, Luiz Eduardo Santos Monteiro, who's going to be an employee representative
I'm sure he will contribute a lot with what we're doing, and we'll also have Daniel Soriano doing the same. Felipe Villela Diaz was elected by the preferred. He will be independent. He's very qualified for the post, and he had 54% of the elections here, so he's considered independent by the legislation and by Decree 4-5. Now, next page. Let's go to the next page to show you a few business highlights. Starting with debentures. Here we have followed this process. We have a firm assurance of 4 billion reais, and the debentures that were issued in 4 series are 5 billion reais. Now, there are some other highlights for this quarter, which would be the master plan. We have 437 people applying to the PDC until June with a cost of 170 million reais and annual savings of 181 million reais. We've seen a few people leaving the company, some layoffs, but we're using the resources in a better way. We also have financial discipline. This is shown by the 244 million reais of cash flow for sale from the special purpose entities. This started in the previous quarter last year. Last year we had 250 million reais approximately that entered. In the distributors now, we've seen the net patrimony of CCER in 1.1 billion reais. I'm going to show you some more details about that, about the Amazonas distribution that was transferred in April last year. So that's what started the reversal in the second quarter. And we've also had resources coming up to 30% approximately, and we did the correction of the loans that we had last year. So now we're not having trouble with CEPISA anymore. Now, something all else that I wanted to highlight here, some results. First of all, I wanted to talk about the thermoelectric plant. You probably remember that we had 3 plants in this complex. We closed 2, which is number 1 and number 2. So this complex was reduced, and that's the first time we've done that. We have 392 million reais being saved thanks to that. Also in the ITR, we have an increase of 250 million approximately in comparison with the previous quarter. That's more specifically because of the mining plant that we have there, and it's also in comparison with the previous quarter last year. And we started the contract with CCEAR for energy in Mauá 3 unit. That's important. Also, after the transfer of Amazonas, that's become more important. Now, with the price of the gas being changed because of ANEEL and BNP, the price of the contract will change according to the deliberation of the agency. It's important to see that because that's starting to show a few results after the thermal plant has been implemented. We're now accounting in this quarter 1 billion reais thanks to the O&M transmission with RBSC, which is our existing network. So number 9 and 15 will account for that as well. We've had some different accounting structures starting last year, and they continue this year. This will allow us to better assess our current financial results in our operations. These are a few of the highlights. And on page 6, there is another important thing that I wanted to show you. This has to do with our actions in Angra 3, more specifically, in the construction of the plant in Angra. As you know, last year we had a deliberation, we had a review of the reference tariff. We had to review that tariff because of the production of the international competitors. At the time, we thought it would be better to review it at 480 per megawatt. And then, that happened in October last year. Then we closed our balance for the entire year, for the fourth quarter, and we had a reversal of 7.2 billion reais. Then at the end of March this year, we understood that it would be interesting to do a market sounding to better understand how to work with ISS. And that's when we started the market sounding. We especially assessed some potential partners to see what was available. Now, in the month of May in 2019, we started to assess the debentures of the infrastructure, and we were able to identify 500 million reais in that regard. And also we have the Resolution 54 of the CPPI. It qualified the selection of partners for us. So we did the project qualification, the governance structure of the partner selection process, and I'm sure that we'll be able to have good partners to conclude this project as seen in the deliberation until the 1st of January of 2026. Now, let's go to page 8 now. I want to talk about the evolution of our business. In terms of generation, in this first quarter, we've seen a reduction in our power production in approximately 93 megawatts, and that has to do with the completion of the transfer of the SPE holdings. As you know, that happened in September last year, and then we have a total of 49.7 megawatts. It's around 30.3% of the entirety of the country. I just wanted to say that Eletronuclear and Itaipu here have 5.5% of the country. So Eletrobras has these two assets, so to say, and if we put them together, it's over 35% of the Brazilian production. Now, here you can see in this table the operations for the first quarter of 2018 and 2019. There is a great evolution in income for the regulated market. So 1.65 and now 1.39 in ACR and ACL, respectively. And this has to do with the three events that are right here in the bottom. We have Amazonas GT already with its own income. In this case, it's 450 million reais reported in this quarter. Now, for CCAR Mauá 3, we have 260 million reais. That's the initial supply of the operations. After we have established the regulations, then we also have 250 million reais for GAC improvement, which we didn't have. We didn't have that recognition in the same quarter of the previous year. So that has improved around 8% our capacity for the same period. Now, we also have a marketing strategy here. We want to do an optimum energy allocation. And for ACL, as you can see, the power capacity is minus 10% approximately, but still, in terms of income, there is a growth of 3.1% to be more exact. So that means 43 million reais. And it's a generation in power that has to do with the start of the operations in Mauá and also Amazon as GT, as I said before. In the next slide, you will see the interconnection in Brazil. You see Eletrobras has added 185 kilometers of network in this quarter. That's basically added in CHESS. And we also have an increase in 28 million reais in authorized revenue. That's the total added annual allowed revenue, the REP. Now, the market share of Eletrobras has increased, thanks to that, around 47%. And that's the total of transmission lines, as you can see on the image. So that's very good in power production and our processes. Now, on page 11, I wanted to show you some details on our income, some of our financial performance indicators. Here you can see that the ROL has been increasing. Also, that has to do with the protocol that was established in terms of debentures at this moment. Here, we see an increase that follows the performance indicators as well. So the financial indicators will follow the performance. Here we have an increase of 26%. And if we see this in a recurrent way, we're talking about 5% approximately. So we're talking about 100,356,000. And this incorporating Amazonas GT. The reduction here that you can see in operational costs and expenses is 17%. And this is all for the RGR 15. I think one of the highlights for the first quarter is that, in comparison with the first quarter of last year, there are a few contracts for services that are indexed. We also have compensation of our employees being considered here, comparing last year and the current situation. And we have a recurrent reduction of 5%. And this considers people who were laid off as well because of their salaries, their wages that were above average. Now, here we also have the gas costs for Mauá 3 and for the independent power producers that have to do with Amazonas GT. So basically, for power generation and the cost productions, this is what we have. These are the parameters. Amazonas GT was not verticalized at the time. It's starting to change its structure. We're going to also work with Amazonas Energia, which is going to be transferred in the second quarter of 2019, and we'll integrate their results as well. We have 78% more here in performance, and this has to do with the 178 million for provision. And the RGR of the group is going to be managed by CCEE in the second quarter of 2019. There was an adjustment here of the compulsory loan as well, of 220 million reais. Now, we also have the participation in our partnerships. The Brazilian SEC maintains a reduction in 15%. This is the equity interest, disposal of equity interests. So we have BMTE, which is Belo Monte, with 16 million reais. We have Norte Energia with 19 million reais. There is a decline in the holding companies. We have the participation in different holding companies, but the results had a decline in 290 million reais. That's the results for this quarter versus the first quarter of last year. So I think that's where we have the main negative impact, the lower results of the SPEs. Now, thinking about the adjustment of other financial results. We see a variation in this period of time. This is a comparison of the investments that we had year in year. So we had a change for 484 in net income. The first adjustment here of our BSE, which is our existing network, was lower in 150 million because of the NTNB variation. Now we're also going to have a financial effect in our existing network that has to do with the readjustment after the variation of the NTNB. We've also seen a difference in our bonus, so a constant fee to our bonus holders. And we have around 1 million as well coming from the Eletropaulo agreement in the first quarter 2018. So that's why we also had this negative variation in terms of financial results. We also have to think about the taxes for social contribution and income tax. And some operations that were discontinued. At the end of last year, we hadn't considered some of our companies in Minas Gerais, and that is going to lead to a reduction in 1.1 billion in Amazonas Energia. That's going to be transferred, as I said before, in the second quarter of 2019. And we also know that the results of CEAL are going to represent a plus of 159 million reais. That's a reversal of the negative PL. And that's a profit of 94 million reais in this quarter. We're having technical issues. Our president, our CEO, is in New York, and apparently he's having technical issues with the phone call. Please wait a moment. Our CEO will reconnect in just a few minutes. Please wait a moment. Our CEO has reconnected. You have the floor, Mr. Wilson. Yes, I was talking about slide number 11. I mentioned the EBITDA variation, a small reduction there. I also talked about the results, the financial results. I talked about the negative impact in the managerial table here. I talked about Eletropaulo, the Eletropaulo agreement that brought some benefits. and there was, as I said before, the fair value adjustment in RBSC. There was a reduction of 150 million because of the NTNB variation. And there was, as I said before, the constant fee to bonus holders. With all that, we've seen a result. Oh, by the way, I also highlighted the what we had with Amazonas Energia, which is going to be transferred in the second quarter. That is going to change our, there is going to have an impact in our asset variation. And we're reporting as well the reversal of the negative PL of 159 million reais, CL, and a profit of 94 million reais. So with all that, as I briefly mentioned before, there is a net income here of 178% increase. And in the managerial, on the managerial side, we see that it is 1.8. So there is this impact of 15%, but we're comparing here both years. It is a very positive result. And now I want to talk about revenue, EBITDA, and net profit in our holdings, in our companies. Well, overall, the gross revenue went up 9%. I like to see this, all these aspects here to the left and to the right. There are some indicators that are recurring and that we can easily compare. And in the middle here and to the right, we have a comparison with transmission and some other revenues as well against the previous PR. Now here we have a change of 21% in generation. Basically, we have three main improvements. Amazonas GT used to be verticalized, and it's not anymore. Now we also have CCER with its initial supply, and we have integrated H&M. And so this is going to generate a very good generation variation against last year. We've also added 378 million of investments. These are the effects of the AN revenue, and RBSC has a reduction here, 282. You can see that this is the main negative result, the main negative impact that we have in our table here. But it's still 288, and the transmission of the RBSC. It is slightly lower for the transmission rate and return update. It's 20%. And finally, in the other revenues, here we have a variation of 11 million reais, and that's basically services. We have to sometimes rent fiber structures, etc. But I think this shows that we're working very strongly with power production and the O&M regime. We have a small difference in O&M, and I think, as I said before, the main impact would be the transmission of the RBSC. Now, on slide 13, we can see a few of the operational costs. There is a small variation in the recurrent and the reported results. And I think it would be interesting to highlight the green part here. This has to do with fuel. This is for gas in Mauá 3, more specifically. And we have a small reduction corresponding to Santa Cruz and other units of transmission. So these are the main reductions. Furnas, DET, Santa Cruz, and CGTE. And this variation would sum around 300 million reais. Now, there is another component that's important. Actually, two components. We need to think about the consumption of the independent power producers. That's around 41 million reais for Amazonas GT, and we have also the Furnas structure with a variation of 31 million reais. But it's a small variation, I would say. Now, for charges for the electrical network, we've seen a change of 125. That's basically because of the consolidation of the group operations, and the construction cost has a lower investment of approximately 30 million reais. So in operational costs, I think we'll see a main change with Mauá 3 and Amazonas GT due to fuel consumption. And on slide 14, you can see the changes in personnel, material, services, and others. There is a reduction in IFRS of 9.4% and in managerial 5.5%. These are a few of the elements that have led to this change. In material, it went down 50% approximately, so basically a reduction of costs in overhaul, nuclear, etc. For maintenance, we've seen some more activities, and for consulting, we have ESCE and SAP. So we see different audit models that we're following in our compliance structure. For others, we've seen a reduction, a recovery in the CCC. And that's defined by the tariff that has been established more recently. That means a reduction of 74 million. And in non-recurring costs, we also have some programs for our personnel. Last year, that went from 170 million to 272 million. So everything is well balanced if you think about this perspective. There's been an inflation that led us to a reduction of 5.5% as well. In terms of provisions, I think we have good news. We've had 905 employees laid off at because of the PDC in 2018, we've seen a hazard reduction. We're offsetting 1.7% approximately. We have 14 million in electronuclear. This is better than last year. And our provision for accounting, we're still talking about an RGR of companies that are outside of the group. We're talking to CCE now to see what's more specific in their companies. There's a reduction for Santa Cruz as well against last year. We've seen in this quarter a reduction for long-term assets for this quarter. Now, we have a reduction because of that update in credit, credits receivable in this case. And we're transferring that to Eletrobras. So this has been basically a positive quarter due to all these elements. And this leads us to the EBITDA of the company that was reported as 393 million. And we like to assess this. This is now aligned with the company, expectations, with our perspectives, and there was a reduction of 6%. The reduction is basically due to the results that we have highlighted because of society participations. highlighting mainly the holding company's results that are connected with electricity operations. Now, we're talking about fuel consumption and gas costs when it comes to the main costs, and especially because of the companies that started up their operations now. So it's been very positive. We have a growth in revenue that is aligned with the results of the operations, aligned with the assets of GT, Mauá, and some other contracts that we have. And we also have a cost reduction. And managerial and recurring costs, it's a reduction of 5.5%. So that shows what we've been doing. That's the consequence of what we've been doing in our operations. We're talking about an EBITDA pro forma of 3 billion reais, over 3 billion reais. The company has focused on its operations stability. Now, on page 17, I wanted to show you some of our results in net profit. Mainly, the main thing is the adjustment of the EBITDA that is leading to this net profit of 1.3 million reais. Also, we have to think about distribution. Eletropaulo had a very good revenue. The net profit varies according to the company. Also, we have to think about the non-recurring items. We need to adjust this to the right, these elements to the right. The assessment here is that in our recurring EBITDA, we've had a very good variation. We've seen a negative impact of 87% in the financial reserve pro forma because of depreciation and amortization. This is a variation of around 1 billion.8 in income pro forma for the first quarter of 2019. We look at every different operation here. We've seen a difference in 900 million reais in the net income, putting the first quarter of last year versus the first quarter of this year. So that's a very positive thing. This is coming from CHESF as well. We've put the Amazon as GT results here, which more than doubled. The SPEs that had a negative result but are already on the positive side. We have some companies that are still impacted by the overhaul, but they're resuming their operations, especially after April, and that's going to generate a better result. And there are some discontinued activities. For nuclear energy, we've seen a variation as well, but that's positive. And overall, I think, again, this is very positive for the first quarter of 2019. If it's necessary, you can also talk to our financial executives. The financial director may answer any questions that you have. Thinking about EBITDA, it's slightly different from what we were having over the past few quarters. Again, it shows that we've had a very positive impact, even against the previous quarter. And the variation was from 26.1 million reais to 25.7 million reais. So it's a very slight variation. It has to do with Amazonas and other contracts that led to that of 50 million for 0.4 approximately. So in cash flow, this is what we have, the financing, the loans, and we've also analyzed everything that has been negotiated. Putting here Amazonas, the remaining loans in Amazonas, also Itaipu, everything that we have until 2023. So this is a debt of 25.7 million reais. The good news is that we're already operating below what we were expecting. This is very good. You can see here that it's been a little bit frustrating when it comes to the investment or to the corporate investment. We've realized 472 of what we expected in every negotiation. Now for SPE, we had 474 in investment. So it's been a little bit frustrating in this first quarter. We expect that to gain more momentum in the future. We also have wind power with a lot of investments, overhaul of 88 million reais. That which is very positive. And due to CHESS, we continue, we remain with 345. But we expect to recover. Now, on slide 21, you can find some of our future outlooks. First of all, we've had lower adherence of what we were expecting in our program. We're talking about, but we're still talking about our saving of over 70 million reais, which is very positive, and we'll continue with that program throughout the year. We'll reopen new PDCs. We have identified the potential for reduction of personnel, so we're going to have a different selection program now, and we'll reopen for different posts, and we'll also stimulate people to adhere to the PDNG. Right now, what we're doing is we're trying to conclude the corporate restructuring of Eletrosul and CGTEE. These are two companies that have been working with great synergy with Eletrobras. This has been approved by the committee of Eletrobras and some other councils as well. We want to have a better state company with a better committee for fiscal issues, for administrative issues as well. We also have shared centers being potentialized to work in synergy. This is also very positive, and we want to come up with a company that is better integrated with every activity for thermal energy, for hydraulic energy. That's also important for us. We've seen the settlement of the debentures as well. That's one of our future outlooks with a guarantee of 4 billion. As I said, we had 4-5 with insurance or a guarantee of 4 billion reais. That's important for what the company has in the financial market. Given the resolution of CCPI, we're now working to conclude and define the society structure for our partners. We're opening a bid in the country Poor Anger 3, and I wanted to announce that by the end of the month, due to the decision of our committee, we're going to proceed with the sale of 45 SPEs. That's an action that we're going to share with you now, that I'm announcing now. We need these assets. We want to proceed with the sale because this might be very important for the financial provisioning of Eletrobras. So again, it's 45 SPEs. Plus the 26 that we already had, and the 28 that we're selling. We started last year, we had 71 SPEs in total, and the remaining here are the 45. And we're going to use a special regime here, as established by the decree by Bill 9188. So by July 2019, we hope to have concluded this sale. So we have 43 wind energy production farms. It's going to depend on our installed capacity. We have over 500 kilometers that have been that are in our structure. There is another decree that is used by Eletrobras. This was announced already. So it is a long process, but it's all defined by law. We're just abiding by the law for the private market, and this establishes as well, as a counterpart, that we're going to have good transparency for the entire process. So we're adhering to all those rules for the administration, for the public administration. We're, as I was saying, concluding this process. And if everything is approved, that is going to happen in June. We wanted to also highlight that this is the final phase for SINOP. So we're going to have over 400 megawatts, extra additional megawatts, because of SINOP and Belo Monte as well, which is going to represent 3,600 megawatts coming from Belo Monte. That's going to represent a great share. And I think by the end of the year, this is going to be the main power-producing plant in Brazil. We have as well 110 megawatt coming from wind power SPEs. That's expected for this year. And last but not least, we're going to have the entry into operation of LT Corporate. This represents 1,145 kilometers. And this is the amount estimated for 2019. So I conclude, and once again I insist, this is a very positive result. This shows it is really a consequence of the focus of the company. We're working hard for this. We're also integrating the other distributors, the other contracts. We hope to have more stable operations and increase the 400 million reais as well due to the elements that I mentioned. I conclude here, and I am at your disposal if you have any questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a Q&A session now. If you have a question, please press star 9 on your phone. Our first question is from Guilherme in Santander. Good afternoon, Guilherme. Good afternoon, everyone. My question is about the rationale for the 30% in Cirol and Cepisa, and if we can consider if that's going to be the same decision for Acre and other contracts, or if you're going to assess them individually. Thank you for the question, Guilherme. You see, for every case, you know, we have a value coming from loans, consolidated loans, and that could be converted. 30% is because of the business plans that are shared by the new owner. They're shared with us. So for each and every case, we're talking about a different business plan with a different value. So that has to be assessed by Eletrobras. Naturally, in the case of Cepisa, since it was the first operation, it was the main one where we started with a reviewed tariff, and there was an assessment done specially for them. So the conclusion is that in the current circumstances, we had met our target. We submitted all that to the directors of Eletrobras for yet another assessment. And we established a few rules to continue with the business and to participate in the project. But in no case did we find a different perspective. That's why we didn't convert every event into participation. Okay, thank you. One more thing about that question. Every project, if you remember, every project is a specific thing. And every company has their own behavior with increases and reductions. So everyone has to present a business plan to us, then we assess the business plan. We assess if the assets are worth the investment or not. But basically now we're focused on generation, really. So we have to see if the perspective is positive or extraordinary, especially for compensation. And it's not what we could observe in what you mentioned. So we don't convert every company. It depends really on the finance haircut. We're having technical issues one more time. We're expecting our CEO to reconnect shortly. again. Just about what I was saying, I was answering Guilherme's question. So, along with the administrative committee, we established a few rules to define if it would be worth the investment. And we did the assessment of the specific case. We did the assessment of the business plan that was submitted. And naturally, since there was a more important finance haircut, we couldn't find the ideal rate of return that was superior to what we had established. So in that occasion, we thought it wouldn't be interesting to continue with the process. We had very qualified investors. In the case of Equatorial and some other private companies, we thought it would be more interesting for us to be creditors and not so much a different player in the process. So this is the rule that we established. It had to be a superior rate of return. And we're going to assess, to reassess, according to the timeline that we have in the privatization process. Okay, Guilherme, thank you. Our next question is from André Barakian from GRP. André, you have the floor. Thank you. It's André Baraki. Mr. Ferreira, I just wanted to know something about the debentures. I think it wasn't completely clear. I'm sorry, you want to know about the debentures? We couldn't hear the question. Elvira is telling us that she couldn't hear the question. We're just going to check if it is possible to repeat the question. Yes, he's asking about the use of the debentures. We still haven't finalized the operation. We have to see what's going to happen after it's concluded. Thank you. Is that clear, André? Well, I think it's important to make that clear before we launch the operations in the market. I've been in the market for 30 years, and I mean, the operation has been launched, has been released already, so the declaration has to be public beforehand, not after you have concluded the operations. You have to actually communicate the market beforehand. I think you can probably imagine what the result is going to be. You can see the operations that we have, the amounts that we're using. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, our next question is from Caroline Carneiro from Credit Suisse. Carolina, good afternoon. Good afternoon. I have two questions. First of all, I would like you to tell us on the continuity of the investment plan of the company in terms of the minor companies sales and when we're going to resume that plan, that investment plan, and also about a partner for the development of Angra 3 for the electronuclear generation, energy generation. I wanted to know when we're going to have that model ready and when we're going to have that become a reality for the partners. Thank you, Carolina. About the investment plan, I quickly mentioned that we want to submit the investment plan to our administration committee by the end of the year. And if that is approved, by the end of the month, actually, and if that is approved, the idea is for us to sell the 45 SPEs, remaining SPEs, by the second semester of this year. We want to use the Bill 188, as I said before, which is normally what regulates the sale of minor participations or minority shareholdings. Now, about Angra 3, in May, we're going to be sharing the results of our market sounding. And the goal is basically to select the potential partners and understand what kind of society model would attract each and every one of these potential partners of Eletrobras in Angra 3. So that's going to be shared. After we have the final resolution of the governance, our perspective, our expectation is that we're going to have this model, this corporate model defined by the end of this year. So we'll have a new partner in 2020 and continue with the construction. Okay, now that's clear. Thank you, Wilson. Thank you for the question. We remind you that if you have a question, please press star 9. Eletrobras informs that we have time for one more question. We conclude our Q&A session. We'll turn it over back to Wilson Ferreira Jr. for a few final considerations. You have the floor. Thank you. As I said before, I think this first quarter has been good. It has shown us what Eletrobras is going to be now focused on power generation. Of course, there's a long way ahead of us. We still can improve our efficiency. We can implement other strategies. I wanted to highlight governance here. We've seen a new board of directors being elected or re-elected. We have a very good situation in this regard. we're also focusing on meritocracy, and we're on the right way, the right path to improve efficiency. Now we have to focus, again, on power generation. We have to focus on operational excellence, and we want perfection in governance and compliance. That's our commitment. We need a very good action plan to make sure that that is implemented, and that action plan is going to be approved by the board of directors to start with it in 2019. The challenge is to continue gaining more productivity and efficiency and to conclude all the initiatives that we have ongoing. This is how we're going to recover to our full capacity for personnel, for capitalizing all the opportunities. I would like to thank you all for the questions and for participating. Thank you. Our session has finished. We would like to thank you for your participation.